This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Well, the food is out. We're broadcasting live from the Schnucks, South Oaks, 5780 South Lindbergh Road. They have Seiberg's Chicken Wings. They have some toasted Rav, and they have a sweet chicken wing, too. Really, really is good. Charlie, I know you're a big fan of Schnucks. Fine customer, too.
Yes. I was at Alton last night for my weekly tuna tour. So had a great time up in Alton. Folks are great.
Did Dr. Rick drive up there, too? Or?
No, Dr. Rick comes wherever I go.
Very nice.
Dr. Rick is a blue-eyed soul brother.
All right. Let's get a quick some Cardinal thoughts here. I guess the biggest story right now is Paul Goldschmidt arriving. And you know, I was down there last week. I just think this guy's like the ultimate teammate. While Jose Oquindo was hitting fungos, he was kneeling down and catching the fungos and then tossing them to Jose. I just can't picture, you know, other superstars doing that. I hope they can sign him long term. He's just perfect for the franchise.
Where are they going to bat him in the lineup?
Well, he's not committed. It's either going to be two or three. You'd think three would make a lot of sense, but I think they're going to look at Wong at two. They're going to look at Fowler there. And, you know, if they don't like it, then they'd just move everybody up and put Ozuna, you know, three and Goldschmidt two, I guess.
It reminds me probably of – remember when we got Matt Holliday – this kind of reminds me of that, but it may be in a bigger situation.
That's a good point.
I was at the barbershop yesterday, of course. We're going to be there soon, Frank, you, me, and Andy. And Mo Drummond from Camo V walked in, and the people there were asking him about Goldie. He said, man, this guy is just a stud. You should just see him. Unbelievable player. Unreal.
He's a great personality, too, though.
Yeah.
It looks like he's a great team player. And
perfect for St. Louis.
Perfect for St. Louis. The image, you know. He may be the guy everybody goes to interview.
It's going to be interesting to see how they handle, you know, his contract negotiations. He's not going to say a word, and he doesn't want to talk about it at all. He just wants to concentrate on baseball. But, boy, he's exactly what the doctor ordered.
Well, you know, I've been saying this for 2 years. The fans don't have a reason to go, a player to go to see when you go see the Cardinals. Now they've got a reason. We got one guy. Although it's going to be a great team, good team, we got one guy we're going to go see, not Goldie. He may start out a little slow, but, man, what a player he's going to be.
Well, remember last year, his statistics for the first month and a half of the season were horrible.
Yeah, they were worse than Harper.
That's why I said may go slow.
They were really horrible. So his phenomenal second half of the year got him to, you know, the status that he is now.
Wouldn't that be something if he turns out to have a better season than Harper? That would be something. And a lot of money saved.
All right, this pitching news is that Carlos Martinez has been shut down for 2 weeks, and Alex Reyes is progressing very nicely. I mean, I think the Cardinals are one of the few organizations who could lose their most talented pitcher and replace him with a guy who may have more potential.
You never have enough pitching, though. And, you know, Dennis Keuchel's still out there. He's a left-hander.
Yeah.
I like left-handers in the starting rotation. We don't have any. There doesn't seem to be any on the horizon. I don't want to spend our money because I don't know how much money we have. But if we got the money, I don't think the argument that, well, we got enough starting pitching is good enough. If you can get a guy like him, a left-hander who's an established pitcher, and you can get him for the right price, I'd go after him.
My worry still with the Cardinals, I have one worry. I still relief pitching. I still think we need a bottom guy. One more guy to solidify that bullpen.
Well, as we speak, we have Jordan Hicks, who throws 105. We have Andrew Miller, who at one stretch was the best left-hander in the world. You probably have Dakota Hudson. You have John Brebbia. And then one of these lefties is going to have to come through. I will say this. I know people hate to hear it. But Brett Cecil came into camp in great shape. At one time, he was a really good pitcher. If he's healthy, he may be okay.
Can he play for another team?
Well, that's the sentiment of most.
Yeah.
What about the Cardinals in the bullpen?
Well, you know, you got Shreve in there, too, as a left-hander that they can look at. again, your bullpens are up and down. Mm-hmm. Every year, closers, you know, up and down. You just never know what you're going to have. That's why, again, getting a Keuchel could ensure that Dakota Hudson stays in the bullpen.
Good point.
It's possible to also move another one of those starters to the bullpen. You know, maybe it's Wainwright that comes in for a fifth or sixth inning. So pitching is always scary for me because
right.
the injuries, look at Carlos. Now they said Miller's going to be shut down for a while. Mm-hmm. You just never know.
What starter after Miles Michaelis and Jack Flaherty do you think is going to end up getting the most starts? Because then there's a lot of question marks from then on.
Well, I would think it'd be Waka right now. You know, but again,
he seems to get hurt all the time.
He does seem to get hurt. That's true. I just remember our good friend Tom Holley saying that he talked to a former Cardinal minor league pitching instructor, and this was a year ago, and he said the best prospect is Flaherty. He said by far.
Yep.
This was a year ago now, before Flaherty had the season that he had last year. But that kid is really good, and he could down the road be the foundation on the basis of our starting staff.
Nightingale said that the other year, didn't he, Frank?
He did. In fact, yeah. Nightingale said that Jack Flaherty was going to be the rookie of the year last year when Jack Flaherty didn't even go north with the club out of Jupiter. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. That
pretty,
was one of
pretty good prognostication. Yeah.
There's one pitch I'm looking at. Your guy, if he can come through, it'll be a sensational season. That's Waino. That's the one guy. And how long do they lead him? See, Schulte.
Oh, yeah, let's ask a question. How many starts do you think he would get if he falters? I mean, if he has how many bad starts in a row until you take him out of the rotation?
Boy, that's.
I think you'd get at least three.
Oh, yeah, at least three.
Three or four, yeah.
Maybe four.
This is where Schulte is going to be sort of on the spot this year. The players love him. He talks to them all as individual men. It's like, this guy's a star. Everybody's a star. He's going to have to, if there's going to be some hiccups this season, he's going to have to make some decisions. And Waino and Fowler may be the two biggest.
Well, you were talking about Waino. My thought is, I am so fascinated by how Dexter Fowler is going to do this year.
Yeah.
Will he bounce back?
Is it a big deal if he doesn't? Because if he doesn't, you just trot Jose Martinez out there who's going to hit 300
or
with
Tyler
good power,
O'Neill.
Or Tyler O'Neill. You're absolutely fine. And even with Waino, if he goes down, there's options. Then there's Dakota Hudson. I'll tell you the guy that I'm highest, and my guy from here on out is Alex Reyes. I love everything about Alex Reyes. The guy's so humble, so talented. He's worked so hard, and he's been through so much. He's the guy you pull for.
As a coach or manager, you know, how you handle the veterans. And the two veterans that you just mentioned, Charlie, Wainwright and Fowler, are going to be key because, you know, I don't know if Waino would be, you know, a real clubhouse cancer, but I think Fowler could be.
And, yes, yes.
And, you know, how you handle those two guys, how much rope you give them, how long you let them play if they're playing poorly or pitching poorly, how long you stay with them is going to have an effect on the rest of those teams.
And I tell you what about Fowler, and he knows this, and I've heard he's repeated this, the fans, will they get on his back? Mm-hmm. And I think that could happen. And you don't want that in St.
Yeah.
Louis.
I do think, Charlie, when he came out and he admitted there was genuine depression and he was treated for it, I did think that made him a little bit more sympathetic of a character. Now, the bottom line is, he's got to make sure he doesn't hit 180, you know, in April.
Yeah.
But I think he gets a second pass and maybe a – I know some are just mean-spirited and they hate him. They want him to fail and everything. But I think with most reasonable people, hey, let's give this guy a chance. He went through a horrible year. He went through depression. Let's give him a chance.
I think they will give him a chance, and I think you know, I'm rooting for him. I mean, I remember the good years he had with the Cubs and everything.
Yeah, the guy was an all-star and a
right.
world champion. And
right.
then, you know, this is what I think I've mentioned this before on the radio, but when we interviewed him the other day, I said, you know, you had an 851 OPS. And then before I could get the question out, he interrupted me. He goes, that was 2 years ago, wasn't it, Frank? That was 2 years ago. He goes, people around here think, you know, oh, that was a long time ago. It was 2 years ago.
Right.
So.
Has he gotten comfortable with the city of St. Louis yet, Frank?
I don't know that, but I know he's comfortable with his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay in that clubhouse right now. Now, granted, Coach, if things go south, who knows what could happen.
Right.
But what about the whole Schulte regime? You're a former coach. Boy, it seems like he's just got the right touch with veterans, with young players, with the media.
He's got the right touch because of his predecessor. There's always that comparison.
Yeah.
And secondly, he's got the right touch because he has not managed yet a full season. And, you know, they ended up having, I don't know the exact
12 stats. Games over 500.
Yeah, okay, with him. But what if they start out, you know, 5-15? Or what if they start out 7-17? You know, I think we're so, I guess the St. Louis baseball fan right now is so leery. We've gone 3 years without the playoffs. That has lingered in our fans' minds. And I know fans that have been season ticket holders who are really looking at this season with a bated breath, thinking that, hey, if things go sour again, I mean, you're going to blame the manager. He's going to get the blame for it. So I think this is a crucial – the first half of the season is crucial for Schilt.
I know Mike Klavan always says the season doesn't really get underway until July.
No.
Yeah.
He says flag day, yeah.
Yeah, for us in St. Louis, it's right from the start.
It's right now.
There. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And that's why that theory you just said right now, that's why, again, I'm back to getting – if you've got the money available, I'm not so certain I wouldn't take a flyer on Dallas Keuchel.
I agree. Yeah. And believe me, they have the money available. Okay. There's plenty of money available.
Table.
Brian Hoffman will attest. Yes. I also think, too, there in terms of the coach, like with Craig Berube, after that first month with him, he looked like the most interim of interim coaches of all time. They weren't winning. He's not exactly, you know, Ken Hitchcock in a post-game press conference. You know, and then all of a sudden they start winning. Boy, I like how he holds players accountable, you know. And with Schilt, he won right away. But initially, too, he did look very interimish. But because he won, boy, I really like this guy.
And that's why I'm saying this first half of this season up till, you know, the Memorial Day will be really crucial.
They both sort of treat their players the same. They talk to them as individuals, and they treat the star player and the guy that's off the bench the same way. And that's what Schulte did last year in Barovia. That's what he's doing right now.
All right, let's take a short timeout. Rich Grauer and Charlie Tuna with us for one more segment. At 11 o'clock, Martin Kilcoyne and Dan O'Neill will be with us. I want to tell you about Hollywood Casino. If you're looking for a place for the weekend, we recommend an excursion out there. You can stay in their newly refurbished rooms. The place is absolutely gorgeous. 99 Hops House is a great place to watch the games, 99 different beers to choose from, and, of course, Final Cut Steakhouse, so the all-you-can-eat buffet. And when you pull into Hollywood Casino, look at that new hockey facility. Yes, it is sensational. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.